All right. Bump your gums. Sorry, I'm laughing, but if y'all could be a part of these pre-show things, y'all would laugh too.
Y'all
it's coming soon. Here I am, Gabe. We got brother Tony.
Yeah, we
got
here.
Pretty boy Mike.
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, see, I want to make.
Yeah, we.
We got J Diamond, the Trash Man.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
That's it. So, got some interesting stuff for y'all. I know y'all been waiting for us to come back, so we gonna jump right into it.
Hold on. We cannot jump right into it.
My apologies.
No, we have to give Kobe Bryant his 24.
In light of the loss of one of the greatest, Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the other seven people on the plane on the air helicopter with him, we're gonna do a 24-second, pause for. All right, and we back. Much love to the families of those people who lost their life. All right, so back on a lighter note, we're going to jump in. We're having some heavy discussions lately.
Heavy. And
one of the discussions that popped up was Will versus Denzel. And no, we're not talking about a street fight.
Come on, man.
We're talking about actors. We're talking about movies. Yeah, we major. Y'all couldn't see that, so y'all don't know what that's about.
We made it.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's motion activated, baby.
Yeah, so we're about to jump into something to say, who the best actor? Will Smith, Denzel Washington.
This is not a heavy debate. It is clear as day. Yes, Denzel Washington is the better actor.
Why?
Because of the movies that the role that he's portrayed. The level of detail in a range of roles is clearly on a different level than what Will Smith has done.
So you're saying Will Smith hasn't played a range of different roles?
I'm not saying that he hasn't. I'm saying the range is wider for what Denzel Washington has
done. Well, Denzel Washington has his career is longer, so he has more movies. So of course his range.
Even if we start from when Will Smith got in the game with Denzel, it still would be the same thing.
Correct.
Cause I'm not counting old Denzel movies like Pelican Brief and all that. I'm talking about just even the more recent stuff that he did is not comparable.
Now, I think a little bit more goes into it than that. Cause you do have to look at the movies. Granted, an actor is the one that's making the movie come alive, I guess. And if you look at it, Will Smith has more misses. Like,
well, I'm not even judging the movies themselves. I'm judging the performance of the actors in the movies because it could be a bad movie, but you played your role good. So I mean, the roles that Denzel Washington has embodied is way better than what Will Smith has done. Will Smith has had some good ones too. Don't get me wrong,
but it's we can count on one hand those movies.
No,
really.
Really?
Hold on, that's check true. This out.
Like
hold on.
Ali. Well, okay, first, okay. Men in Black.
Hold on, no.
Are we giving Men in Black an example of a good actor?
He was acting.
He
really
was acting good in that movie.
He did a good job in Men in Black.
Okay. Wait.
Will Smith come to mind.
I'm not saying that.
So you saying just because it was a comedic role that's not considered?
All I'm asking is what is making us say Men in Black was a
bad
good role
boys?
For him? Wait, what did he do good in Men in Black?
Hold on, wait. First of all, I just want to acknowledge that I'm not trying to defend Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
But I think you can go more than five movies that Will Smith.
Let me ask a question.
That was a good one.
Independence Day was good. Oh, yeah, he wasn't in the second one.
But you wouldn't give Men in Black?
No. Check this out. If we're going by recent, you say you're going by the recent. Most recent catalog.
No, we don't have to go by that. I'm just saying because he made the assertion that Denzel Washington been doing it longer. So I'm saying we could just go from when Will Smith and Denzel Washington was both
actors. Well, check this out. With that being said, let's go just in the 2000s. In the 2000s, what is a good Denzel movie? in the 2000s? I'm asking because maybe it's just not popping in my
Remember
mind.
Remember the Titans? Man on Fire.
Well, you got the Equalizer in the 2000s.
American Gangster. Training Day was 2001.
That's Training Day. Man all on those Fire. Movies. The Equalizer.
I mean,
Flight.
Fences. Flight.
Flight
was okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it Flight.
American Gangster.
Out of Time.
Out of Inside
Out of Time wasn't good.
Inside Man. I'm talking
Inside
about his
Man.
Performance.
Out of Inside Time Man was,
out of
good.
Time was a good movie. Hold on, no, no, no. Let me rephrase. Out of Time and that other one that you named. What did you just say?
Fences?
No. The one after Out of Time.
What did I say?
You said Man on Fire.
No.
Training Day?
No.
The Equalizer?
No, I think
American
Gangster, that was the last one.
It was
one
something
I
else because
American
Out of Time
was the last
Out of
one,
Time was a good
Flight?
Movie.
Was it Flight no. that you can
Out of Time was a good movie, but I wouldn't say that was one of those.
John Q was in the 2000s.
Anybody it was?
Yes, John Q 2002.
The Book of Eli.
The Hurricane was 1999.
See, a lot of those movies to me are
See,
not.
That's why
they
I,
don't.
I would,
they don't. That's why I say you have to go in a movie sometime because those you, like Out of Time was a good movie, but
I
could have played the role Denzel played.
No, you could not.
No, you could not.
Out of
Time play
was not just greatest acting.
This is what this is why I say you have to look at the performance because in Out of Time, although you can say the movie had plot holes and all that, his performance from him being being
was
the righteous
okay.
guy. No, listen to the static to the story arc that he went through, the character arc that he went through. He played the righteous dude. He met the girl. He fell in love with the girl. Then he still had to transform his whole performance when he found out that everything that was going on was a lie. So he had to completely shift the character now to the role of betrayal because I remember he thought the girl was who she was and she was a whole different person. Then even at the end of the movie, he had to actually be against the girl that he loved and he portrayed all of that believably.
I'm right. telling you.
He was a different person throughout the whole movie.
Did you get a check for that movie?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying
did.
The acting range. Like, I give you, Will Smith did. Will Smith had some good
you
performances.
Know what? You described that movie better than he acted it.
Yeah, you did.
At what point in the acting did you say, I don't believe
hold
this
on,
is how
what
that
I'm
movie
saying.
Is.
Hold on, wait. We got to go back to what Jamal said. He said Will Smith only have only on one hand good
yes,
movies.
Bro.
I Am Legend.
That's
a great.
Come on, now. Come on.
Nobody else.
Come on,
what?
No.
He didn't have to act in that movie.
I Am Legend. I've been playing by himself. This dude is in the movie basically playing by himself.
That don't
There's
mean
nobody.
It was a good performance.
That
wasn't
was
even doing
hold
that.
On. I'm,
he was playing Bob
I'm
Marley.
Rooting for Will.
He was walking with
I
his
Am Legend.
I didn't like his performance.
I'm Legend.
Are you serious?
I did.
He was in it by himself because nobody else wanted to act it.
No.
That movie
was nobody else could play that role.
Will
Smith
as okay, look. I'm going to tell you the movies I'm going to get him. You got Ali. Is one.
Ali, I would believe, would be the top one.
I'm going to say Bad Boys.
Between both of them or his top one?
I'm saying no, that would be Will Smith's
okay,
top one.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that opinion. Ali,
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, Independence Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I probably
Hancock.
Would skip Bad Boys. Hancock was pretty good because
I
would say the Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness, I
would
have said before that one.
As far as acting,
as far as acting,
yeah.
No, just
acting.
Not the movie.
Not the movie. Yeah, but acting. Yeah. But I think Hancock was a good acting job too. But I agree with what he's saying
because it was different for. His role, because he was so used to being like the
that
comedy
movie
guy.
Was just different.
And just for him coming from being the drunk dude and then
yeah, like
then
it was, he really acted it.
No, that same arc you just gave for Denzel.
Yeah, he had a good arc in that one. I give him that.
But you see how yours.
But Will Smith has more duds.
Well, that's what
wise.
I say.
But
he
I mean,
has more misses.
But that is just because it's a dud doesn't mean that he didn't act.
I'm not
good
talking
in the
about
movie.
The movie. I'm talking about his performance was a dud. Like his performance in the movie with him and his son After Earth, he was horrible.
Oh,
he was horribly acting
after
in that movie.
Oh, we not even talking.
Hold on. What was that movie? No.
The last
what was that
one
movie.
Give him,
oh, which one?
No. What was
hold
that
on,
movie?
Hold on. Let him finish.
What's your fifth one?
Go 7 ahead. Pounds.
Oh, 7 pounds.
Seven pounds.
That's the last one.
All 7 pounds was awesome.
After that, it ain't no more.
Wait a minute. Name your five.
That movie when he was hustling people and he hustled that woman.
Thank you. That was a good focus.
No,
Focus was a good movie.
His performance. The movie was good. His performance in the movie was okay. It wasn't nothing.
Come on.
It wasn't nothing like, oh man, he had to really tap into that to play that person.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You hold on. You defended Out of Time, but say Focus was
because Focus in Focus he was Will Smith. He was a suave dude. That's all he was. And Focus was himself.
In Out of Time, that's the role Denzel playing Denzel did not experience those emotions that character had to do.
Will Smith is basically that dude in Focus. Hey.
He did better than Aladdin.
He's the ladies' man that all the women like.
He's a genie.
Hold on, no. I hated Aladdin until I saw it.
He did a great job.
And once I saw Aladdin, I appreciated it because I initially just went straight to Robin Williams. And I was like, he can't be Robin. But I like how he made Genie himself. He recreated Genie.
I would choose his role in that over that movie Focus. But that's not in the top
five. I would too, though.
Now, I would too. I really enjoyed the music.
What about Enemy of the State? Enemy of the State was a good movie.
He was a regular husband who went. He was just trying to buy his wife some clothes. He was going in the store just a normal day. You going to pick up something for your wife, and then you leave not to notice that somebody has dropped in something in your bag that the fate of the nation is on. So he had to go from simple husband buying stuff to fleeing fugitive, unaware that the government was after him.
Now you know what the difference is? Look at everything that he did in Enemy of the State. Where was the part of his acting where it seemed like he was a regular dude? Because outside of us just knowing he was a regular dude, the stuff that he was doing once he was into it, it was like, if I was a regular dude, I wouldn't be doing that.
Wait a minute, we forgetting Concussion.
Concussion, he did good.
That's another great acting movie.
So if we got, all right. Let's do that. He had to have an accent and everything.
He had to have a different accent.
I'm gonna name more Denzel movies than Will Smith movies.
But I mean, I'm talking about his greater repertoire. But I'm saying as far as acting, Concussion, he had to have a different accent and everything.
That's fine. That's good. Congratulations. And most people say that his accent wasn't good.
Who is the most
as far as the ability because you can have an accent in a movie don't mean you had a good accent. You did an accent.
I don't know, man.
Because you got we didn't even say Philadelphia for Denzel yet.
Philadelphia, that was the lawyer movie, wasn't
with him
it?
And Tom Hanks. We didn't say Glory.
Oh nah.
Come on, man.
Nah. My lot is cast for Will, but Glory.
Come on, man.
If Glory on TV,
give it up.
That he getting beat and that single
gotta
tip,
give it up, man.
That was the greatest scene ever. I was like, man, I remember
gotta
that.
Gotta give it up, man. Fallen, Denzel and Fallen. Come on. Bone Collector. Y'all seen Bone Collector before?
Yes.
With him and Angelina Jolie?
That was all right.
When he was a paraplegic?
The movie was good, but I wouldn't put that in his acting catalog.
He was a paraplegic.
He was laying in the bed.
Yeah, but he had to act out. He had to act out the inability of using his limbs.
No, I get that. I'm not saying I wouldn't use...
He was sucking on the straws to drink and all that. Like,
I wouldn't use that as
come on, man.
That's acting.
He got like, game. Come on. We got he got game.
I mean, I get he got game. I'll give you that one.
Hold on. Hey,
was he
Virtuosity?
No.
Y'all seen Virtuosity?
No.
What? Hey, with him and Russell Crowe?
I remember Virtuosity.
Get out of here with that.
But as far as
was he in hold on.
No.
What was the movie he was in? Was it Angel, the one with Danny DeVito?
What? Danny DeVito?
Wasn't he in the movie with Denzel Washington?
I don't know which one you talking. I know the Preacher's Wife is the one he was an angel. And the Preacher's Wife with Whitney Houston, which is another great performance.
Man, that movie,
come on, Preacher's Wife, man. Come on, man. Y'all, it's clear as day, man.
It's no way.
Denzel Washington is a way better actor than Will Smith. Now, Will Smith is a better entertainer. He'll entertain you better. He can rap and all that, yeah. But
in all his movies, he's not playing the same role as being like funny.
Now, this is my thing.
I'm not saying that.
Do you think that Denzel, in your opinion, since you say he's the best, could it be because he's typecast? Because most Denzel movies, he plays a act, his role is in the same vein.
I don't agree with that though. I don't agree that most of his rules in most of his movies is in the same vein.
Yes, they are.
Okay, no, what are the all what those what? Most of those movies you name? He's a cop or something in distress. Yeah. That's most of the movies.
No. That's not true.
Yes, it is. Name
Philadelphia. He wasn't a cop in distress.
What was he? Hold on. What was he in Philadelphia?
He was a lawyer. That was defending a gay man that had AIDS.
No, I remember that, the movie.
And that he would that he was uncomfortable with being with the gay dude being gay.
Okay.
Okay. Man on Fire.
But Man on Fire, that's the same
American arc. Gangster, he wasn't a cop.
Hold on, what I'm saying is the arc of that character, whether you're a cop, restless, trying to have to kill people, or just a ruthless person, they are all the same people.
But you only can say that about Man on Fire. You can't say that about Philadelphia.
Hold on, no, but you can say that about Man on Fire. You can say that about The Equalizer. You can say that about Training Day. You can say that about The Book of Eli.
Okay.
You can say that.
No, you can't say that about The Book of Eli.
Hold on, except
the
he was
The Book of Eli wasn't like that.
Why? That's all he did was go kill. Killing people,
but his character arc was not there. In the Equalizer, he was only defending himself. He never. In the Book of Eli, he was trying to get the.
You didn't even know. You didn't even know he killed people in that.
In the Book of Eli.
Initially, you did not know that he was killing
You didn't
people.
Know he was blind.
Yeah,
you
that's knew the only he thing killing you
people.
Know.
But I'm saying, his arc was defending himself.
All of them, he got a reason to kill the people he killed. So I'm like, you could the different reason. The reason
Malcolm X wasn't killing people.
Hold on. I said most of the movies.
But I'm naming more that he's not than you're naming.
I named you by six or seven movies. You named three.
Because I haven't named all of them.
You just said I named more. Yeah. Hold on. You just said I named more.
Well, I can name more. You can. And I have named more because of the movies that I named beforehand.
Most of those movies were the same shoot 'em up, bang, bang.
No, it's not. American Gangster is not shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Flight is not shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Malcolm X is not shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Glory is not shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Philadelphia, Remember the Titans. John Q, The Hurricane.
Hold on, stop. Let's do this. You know what you just did? You just showed that instead of he has two people that he plays, because most of those movies that you just named are the same person. With a different jacket on.
You bringing up another thing now.
No. What I'm saying is this.
After that, you're gonna say,
this is what I'm saying. Like, take
what we doing with Denzel?
He either play ruthless killer of some sort for whatever reason, or oversensitive dude.
But you can say the same.
How many characters is it supposed to be?
No, but this is what I'm saying. So. Could it get to the point to where you're really good at this because this is all you do?
Okay, now let me ask you this then. If that's going to be your argument, what character would he not be good at playing? What's the character that he hasn't played that is questionable if he would be good at playing that character?
A superhero.
Why is it questionable that he'd be good at playing a superhero?
Well, I believe anything is questionable until you do it.
No. Why? What would be hard about playing a superhero Denzel Washington?
Just because it's Denzel doesn't mean everybody can do it.
Okay.
For instance, hold on. People had their feelings of, and I'm not comparing these two people. People had their feelings about Ben Affleck. You say he's a good actor. He's a horrible superhero.
No, he was not. He was good as Batman.
No. Are you serious?
Ben Affleck was good as Batman.
Compared to all the other people, Batman. He was the worst.
When you compare him to other Batman, that goes into the writing of the character, the way the character was written.
Batman
but the way he played.
Batman has an aura about it. Hold on. Val Kilmer and George Clooney.
The aura was set by the movie.
But you just said he could have changed that. You said earlier how an actor, it doesn't matter about the movie, they could take it and go there with it.
No, I did not say that. I said if we're judging the actor, we're judging a good actor, we're not judging by the movie. But Ben Affleck played Batman good because when they showed in Batman vs. Superman of his emotions as he was seeing Superman fighting, he was killing that. You could see that Batman really cared about this.
That's the thing.
Now the Batman itself could have not been good because people didn't like.
He did not play good.
What did he not do good as Batman?
No, he didn't. It wasn't believable to me.
But that's not that. But what is believable about a fake superhero?
But I'm just saying, it's something. For instance, when Michael Keaton, original Batman, he was Batman. Uh-huh. When Val Kilmer got it next, you knew his Batman was horrible.
So when what was the difference? It's something about him that's missing.
You know, when George Clooney got him, George Clooney is a great actor, but nobody is looking at him play Batman and saying
George Clooney was a good Batman to me. The only bad Batman to me was Val Kilmer.
George Clooney played a good Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is Batman.
No, as his role as Bruce Wayne, he did that. When he played Batman, when he was in the role of Batman, he wasn't great.
What makes it not be good as Batman?
Because Batman, it ain't like Batman would be doing nothing spectacular.
He don't be having no long lines of dialogue.
If that's the case, why wasn't Val Kilmer good?
Because Val Kilmer wasn't even good as Bruce Wayne.
But
that's what I'm saying. Val Kilmer wasn't a good Batman because Batman is Bruce Wayne and the superhero is Batman.
Batman and Bruce Wayne, while they are literally the same person, it takes a different character arc to play this one. You don't play Batman like you play Bruce Wayne, and you don't play Bruce Wayne like Batman. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You could play one very well and not play the other one very well.
I'm not saying that you can't. I'm saying what is the way
that
you...
It's one of those things that... Because, again, you have Michael Keaton, Christian Bale. They are a Batman. When I look at, if these are the bar, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, nor Ben Affleck. is in their ring.
That's fine.
No, they're not even close.
But that's like saying Jordan is the best. So if anybody not close to Jordan, they're not a good player.
No. It's the difference of you might not be as good as him, but you're in a conversation. Michael Keaton.
But no, that's not true because it's plenty of good basketball players that are good and they're not in the conversation with.
No. What I'm saying is you're not.
We're talking about one role. We're talking about playing to see who's the best at that particular character.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but he was saying Denzel as a superhero is what he's saying.
I'm saying what would be hard about being a superhero for Denzel Washington?
Because the character is the character.
Hold on, but what I'm saying is, like with the George Clooney thing, I think George Clooney is a great actor. I don't think he played a good superhero. Again, with Ben Affleck, you say he played a good Batman. I don't think so. He played a horrible Daredevil. Yeah.
But now we're getting into opinions more than consensus. I'm talking about consensus.
What I'm saying is just based on the fact it's an assumption that, you know, if you're a great actor, you'll be able to play anything. Just based on that natural assumption, you would assume, but every actor has had a bad role, regardless of how good they are.
Yeah. So no, because what's the bad Denzel Washington role?
This is the thing, because now we're talking hypothetical. Based on everything that we didn't name, we didn't prove that Denzel is the better actor.
Because I don't see what's the bad Denzel Washington performance. Which movie did he not play his role good in?
Or do a great job to make you believe at whatever role.
Meryl Streep hasn't had a bad performance. Daniel Day-Lewis has never had a bad performance. There are actors that have never had, the movie might have been bad, but they themselves have never had a bad performance. Will Smith in After Earth is a bad performance. That was horrible. Him being the overbearing father and being all robotic how he was, that was a horrible performance. Denzel Watson doesn't have a horrible performance. You can say some of his movies are bad, like the Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
But I do understand.
But he played his part good in the movie.
I do understand what you mean about about the like if I'm gonna write something a play or a movie based on your skills or
typecasting.
I can I understand that, but
Two Guns.
He played good in Two Guns. Two Guns wasn't that good of a movie because it was outlandish, but he played his role good. He played the role that you said he is good at.
He was in that type.
He was in that role in that movie.
But that performance, I don't look at that and just be like, man, he bodied that role.
But it's because it's relative, though, because it wasn't like it was no dramatic scene in a movie that he had. I mean, it was just a shoot 'em up, bang, bang movie. It was more comedic than anything. And it was the draw of the movie really was because it was him and Mark Wahlberg. So I mean, it wasn't meant to be the greatest performance, but you can't say it was a bad performance. It just wasn't nothing special about it. Will Smith literally has a bad performance, and I probably could think of another one if I went through his filmography, but that one sticks out clear.
No. I started with saying that Will Smith has more misses than him.
Denzel Washington has no misses.
Again, I'm.
What miss do he have?
I don't remember.
Like,
what
I don't even give him.
I think
like,
Two Guns. That was a movie that it was.
But that's the movie. I agree that the movie isn't good. But what is his miss?
And he acted as different like characters and people. Like,
how did he? How did he miss as the
Everything
character?
Was not the same. Like the paraplegic role.
Bone collector.
Like that's different.
That's not a. Like
that's another character. Like you. Everybody can't act like that.
But see, to me, if you looking at different roles, I would say Will Smith played more different roles aspects than
he did.
Denzel Washington.
No.
How?
No.
Why?
Huh? No. Why?
He
I don't know. I say it like this.
Most of his movies commentating.
He's played superheroes.
He played one superhero that was an original IP. It wasn't like he played Captain America.
He played two superheroes.
What other superhero was he?
Well, that was an anti-hero. I don't know.
And Squad.
Deadshot.
Oh, Deadshot. Yeah, I don't know. That was trash. So, I mean.
No, his acting in the movie.
His acting was the best. Yeah, I agree.
So
Suicide Squad was a villain. He was a villain.
Yeah, that's all I'm about to say. I don't
he
know.
Wasn't
he
really
wasn't
a hero.
Wasn't really a hero.
But no, I'm just saying. But it's in that
superhero. I agree with that.
You know,
that's two.
He got his shoot 'em up bang bangs.
Yeah. He got him, which
is most
bad
of them,
boys,
all of them.
Like the movie.
Men in Black is a shoot 'em up bang bang.
Yeah, Men in Black is a shoot 'em up.
Independence Day is shoot 'em up bang bang.
But then he got serious roles too. Like you said, 7 pounds.
But let me say something about those. See, those movies, he really not doing too much talking. It's
What movie he
like,
doing too
like,
much talking in?
Like, when you, because you brought up I Am Legend and it's
well, no, I ain't
like,
say I ain't even say I Am Legend on what I'm talking
yeah,
about now.
Yeah, but the same
it's
thing
an
that
emotional,
you're saying for him is the same thing for Denzel.
Denzel only like Gabe said those the only roles he played though is those
what's the
two
other,
roles
what's
from
the other
movies.
Roles that
but that's
Will
not
Smith
true
played.
Though, because even what? Because even if you say a superhero is shoot 'em up bang bang because it's still just being about justice. It's still the same thing. Super, you just saying a different type of character, but the story arc is the same as being a police officer. That's all a superhero is.
Saving the world.
It's just you got a power.
Yeah.
Nah,
that's the same thing.
It's not the same, man. It is the same.
It's the same exact thing.
You either trying to protect the
either
world.
Either you're
a
protagonist
villain.
Or you're an antagonist.
Yeah.
That's literary terms. Either you're the good guy or you're the bad guy.
But I still think it's still different because he's only playing two roles. Will Smith, he's also playing comedic roles. So
but
that's
Denzel Washington comedic role. Two Guns
no,
was a
no,
comedic role.
But Denzel Washington
but,
does not play no,
no
comedic role.
No.
But it was a comedic role.
But Denzel Washington is also not a comedian either.
But that's what I'm saying.
Will Smith is a comedian.
But he's still, regardless, that's still playing a part in the movie.
But that goes back to who's more talented. Jamie Foxx is more talented than Denzel Washington, but that doesn't make him a better actor than Denzel Washington.
Right.
But he can do more things, and he can sing and dance, he can do impersonations, all that. But he's not a better actor than Denzel Washington.
Right.
Will Smith is more talented, he can do more things, but he's not and when it comes down to the art of acting, he's not a better actor than Denzel Washington.
Yes,
I mean, I don't know because, like I said, he plays different ranges. To me, if you said he wasn't a good actor, like if he played the same role every time, like Kevin Hart. Well, I don't even know why I brought Kevin Hart.
but anytime
they play the same role,
look,
they don't play. There's no range.
Anytime you watch Denzel movie, you didn't look at the movie and was like, Denzel. You bought into whatever character that he was playing.
Exactly.
You bought into that.
Yep.
Every time. Every movie that he do is like that.
Not in Two Guns.
I didn't think it was Denzel Washington.
Right.
I looked at it as a character. Will Smith in Focus is Will Smith.
It's Will Smith.
That's literally who Will Smith is.
But that's one movie though.
But I'm just saying, Hitch, regardless.
That movie
Hitch. Okay, Hitch.
It's that's, like, Denzel, it's, that's Will Smith.
Will Smith.
But when it's you like look he, at, like when you look at Ali, like, Ali, that's not.
Okay, now I'll give him that.
That's a good one.
I feel like Ali is
Will Smith's Malcolm X. Because Malcolm X isn't shoot 'em up, bang, bang, or whatever the other person is in Malcolm X. Okay.
But even 7 Pounds, Pursuit of Happiness, those are not what you would
But Denzel got movies like that too, though.
Denzel got movies like that too.
Deja Vu
is not good to me.
You said what? He acted good.
He acted good in Deja Vu.
Deja Vu is not. I'm not all right.
He acted great in his role.
He acted great in his role in Deja Vu.
I mean, it was okay. That's not one of his best.
I don't know what the litmus. What's the litmus test like? What's the baseline?
No, but what I'm saying, that's not one of his. To me, that's not one of his best movies.
Because he got so
like
many
John
of them.
Like John Q or Malcolm X. Those movies right there, like.
Even if, okay, let's do it like this. What's Will Smith's best performance in the movie?
To me, I would have to say Ali.
And what's Denzel Washington's best performance in the movie to you?
It probably would be Malcolm X.
So which performance is better, Malcolm X or Ali?
Man, you know what?
Honestly,
come on,
that's a tough one.
Come on, man.
Hey, Brother Tony, what do you think is Denzel's best performance? It this one hard for me.
I would either say Malcolm X. I could say John Q.
And American Gangster.
He got so many good ones, though. Like.
Y'all see? Did you see that new one? The one that came out 2017.
Roman J. Israel. All the reason why I didn't bring that one up because I don't think a lot of people seen it.
He played the mess out of that role.
Is that the one where he had the afro?
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
I didn't see that movie.
Roman J. He played that role awesomely, and that was way different than anything he ever did.
And you can put that one compare that with Pursuit of Happiness. Right?
Yeah, correct.
You kind of like line them up together. Yeah. Bro,
because really, you can make the argument that it's not really a Will Smith movie that he's not Will Smith. Because even in Ali.
What you mean? Ali, that's
listen to
totally
what I'm saying. No, it's not. Because Ali and Will Smith are both charismatic individuals. Like they both was reaching people like that. I mean, basically, the only difference is he invited somebody.
They typecasted
Will Smith as himself. In most movies, he is just himself.
Nah, not in Ali.
Ali is the charismatic dude the same way like Ali is.
Bro, Roman J. He's the same person.
Right?
Nah, man, I don't think so. Me personally, I think that's the best out of all Will Smith's roles. I think that would be his top, and then I would think for Denzel Washington, his top would be Malcolm X.
I think it's the best movie, and he did an outstanding job in it. But he was basically Will Smith.
Gabe,
no,
did you see Roman J. Israel? Ooh. By Denzel?
Yeah, he didn't see it.
That's why I didn't bring that up because I didn't think they saw that one. But that was one of his best performances too.
I saw the preview of it, but I didn't watch it. That was one of his best performances,
right? In that movie.
I'm assuming that you're saying it was good.
He said that was one of Denzel's best performances.
And that's recently.
Yeah.
I know that was like two years ago.
Mm-hmm. Two or three years ago.
He got game.
But what I did just say too to Elder Mike,
I don't
in most
Ali.
Will Smith movies, he's Will
Ali.
Smith.
He said Ali was basically Will Smith. No.
It is.
No, but he's talking about how Ali was charismatic. He's talking about how Ali was as an individual. It just worked perfect for the. You couldn't have chose a better person to act out Ali.
That's the whole point of.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm just saying. And most of his
but
movies,
he did
it.
That's
Will
to me,
Smith.
That's his greatest performance.
Ali was charismatic. Everybody loved him.
But hold on. Regardless of that, when you seen that movie, you believed he was Ali.
Yeah, because he was
you
Will
didn't
Smith.
See no, no, you can't say
I
that.
I believed it was Ali because he was Will Smith.
What you mean? Because Ali was not Will Smith. You
I know? Mean, so, hold on. As far as that character, that outward, their public, their public
so
persona
hold
are
on,
similar.
So what I'm going to do is we're gonna stick a pin in this.
Yeah, because you got Men in Black.
We got
that's Will Smith. That's who Will Smith is. He's Will Smith.
Bad Boys.
That's Will Smith. That's who Will Smith is. He's just himself. They just don't call him Will Smith. Let's just call him Mike Lowry. Don't call him Will Smith on the set. It's basically just Will Smith. But I'll let you put a pin in it though.
We don't put a pin because we don't. We still at a stalemate.
I think that was the hammer, but I know that's so why we
hopefully
move on.
Hopefully y'all can put something out there and let us know what y'all think about it, because clearly we all don't look like you had something to say over there.
I'm just gonna say that
there you go.
A lot
still
of the
looking
movies,
at the stats.
A lot of the movies, Will Smith is being a cop too.
But he's just being Will Smith in the movies.
And the only movies he had was Bad Boys.
I wanna know what you said. What are you talking about?
Wild Wild West, he wasn't. Come on. Why would you need to bring that movie up?
That's
on,
real, man. Though. It's honest.
Hold
it's
on, no. Will, no, Wild Wild West was horrible.
The movie that was Bright, horrible. He was a cop. With
okay,
the blue
that's only three movies. Bad Boys, Wild Wild West.
He was a Bad Boys is three movies by itself.
But I mean,
what did he do in Enemy of the State?
Bro,
Enemy of the State.
He
was
just
wasn't a cop.
He
was
just
a regular person.
A regular person. That was it.
He was just Will Smith.
No, he was not Will Smith in Enemy of the State.
Our Robot is a really good Will Smith performance.
But
and he's actually just being Will Smith in Our Robot.
But that's like a cop role too, though.
No, yeah. He was
a cop. He was a detective. He was a cop.
Okay, that's what, four movies?
Bro, that's After Earth, he
already,
was a daddy.
We already
he was
top
Will
five.
It was literally his son, so he really was Will Smith.
Gemini Man.
Oh, I ain't seen that.
I haven't
movie,
even
so
watched
I don't
that.
Even know.
So I don't know what he was in Gemini Man.
Hitch, he was Will Smith. Oh, we already said Hitch.
No,
he was Will Smith in all of these movies.
Hey, Collateral Beauty, he was still Will Smith.
He was still Will Smith in all of these movies. He was just himself.
See it. See,
what was the performance where he had to be something other
Pursuit
than himself?
Pursuit of Happiness, he was not himself.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. Are
Hold
you
on.
Serious?
How was he Will Smith in Pursuit of Happiness?
Charismatic, he was not no fly, charismatic person in Pursuit of Happiness.
I didn't say fly, I said charismatic. How was he not charismatic when he really...
In Pursuit of Happiness?
He literally got into the program because he was riding with the dude, and he made the dude like him. That's how he got into the program.
Hold on. Now, while I'm not saying I agree with you, but I could get your, you know, how Hitch and Will Smith.
Hitch and Lowe's,
I get that. Come on.
Pursuit of Happiness.
He was Will Smith.
No, he was not.
He acted a different role on that.
Come on.
This is what he said.
I get what you're saying. He had some
career. That's his son, right?
Just because that's his son,
I'm just asking before I
they
say
got
what
about
I'm
two
saying.
Or three of them, though.
According to the script, yeah.
Not according to the script.
Look,
and according to genealogy, that is that man's son.
They got like three movies like that.
So in the movie, what he did was he was a dude that was coming down, that was coming from nothing. And he had to work his jelly to get into a better place for himself.
That's not Will Smith.
That's Will Smith. That's
no,
him.
It's not.
That's Will
what
Smith.
What other movies that?
This is what I'm saying. That's Will Smith.
Oh, come on, man.
Getting into the acting industry.
No.
That's Will Smith putting himself out there to be an actor.
One might say he was a better parent in Pursuit of Happiness than he is in real life.
And he might be, but he was still a parent in the movie. The only thing that's Will Smith is that the dude was broke. But I'm pretty sure it was a point in Will Smith's life where he was broke. And he probably, in that situation, he would have been trying, he was grinding just as hard as that dude was grinding.
Hey, did Will Smith play Karate Kid too?
No.
Or was it just
the son?
Oh,
okay, but anyway.
But he did play the daddy. He was Will Smith. He was Will Smith in Pursuit of Happiness, man. Just real talk.
He was Will Smith.
It ain't like in Pursuit of Happiness he played a nerd or somebody who was like Because he didn't play a nerd. He just was down on his luck. He wasn't nerdy.
But he was nerdy. He wasn't fly.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't fly, but he wasn't nerdy.
That dude was nerdy.
That dude was playing that role.
He did a good job at bringing the emotions and stuff out of it.
He wasn't a nerd.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he wasn't. So you acting like this was, what was the other movie with your boy? Like he just was flashy. He was getting all the girls or something.
No, what I'm saying, he wasn't a nerd. I'm saying it wasn't like he was Steve Urkel. It wasn't like he was a social outcast. The only thing that was wrong with him was that he was broke
and homeless.
Yeah,
and unemployed.
That's homeless unemployed. That come from him being broke. But I'm saying as far as
Will Smith's real life, when was he homeless?
No, this is what I'm saying. No point in the movie did they portray it as like a woman wouldn't want Will Smith. He was married. The only thing that his wife didn't like was that he was broke. So it wasn't like he was somebody that was. It was hard for him to be in touch with a woman or to be able to.
Hold on.
Only thing he didn't have was money.
So basically, you saying any role that Will Smith plays that he's not socially awkward, he's just playing himself.
That's what has happened. That is what's happened. If he was socially awkward, then it wouldn't be Will Smith. But it's just been Will Smith.
Okay, so hold on. So in 7 pounds, he was Will Smith too.
In 7 pounds, he was.
He was Will Smith.
Yes, because when they showed the flashbacks of him and his wife, he was the life of the party. He was the one keeping the party was live when they was having the discussions at the dinner parties. He was the one that was having everybody laughing and all that. He was himself.
Okay.
What made him act differently was that his wife died.
Okay. Now
so he was Will Smith.
Now next
so
up
I am
on
legend.
Next
so
up
all
on
Will Smith movies is parallel universe movies. That's
so,
all his movies.
So,
is.
So, so
what if all his movies is what if this happens to Will Smith?
I am legend. He was Will Smith too.
Yes, he was Will Smith. If he was the only man on earth,
he was. Yes. He was walking around being himself.
All Will Smith movies is what if Will Smith. What if Will Smith was the only man on the earth?
No, man.
I am legend.
Come on, man.
What if Will Smith was a Miami police detective? Bad Boys.
Now, if you said Bad Boys, I would agree with you playing.
What if Will Smith was the greatest boxer of all time? Ali.
Come on.
That's an equivalent. If Will Smith was the greatest boxer of all time, he would be Ali. All
right, give me one for Al Robart.
What if Will Smith was a futuristic detective?
Come on.
You get I Am Robot. That's all his movies.
With a cold shoe game.
Yeah, with a cold shoe game. And Will Smith has a cold shoe game in real life. It's Will Smith. All his movies is Will Smith.
Anyway, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to move forward. As a matter of fact, we're going to end it. We're going to stick a pin in it. We're going to say, this was just our Will and Denzel episode. Again, this your boy Gabe. We got Jay Diamond. We got Pretty Boy Mike. We got Brother Tony.
Oh, yeah, I'm in here.
Peace.
Shalom.
Hello.